Blog Talk Radio.
Reach them at 770-732-0244.
whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting taxes, or corporate accounting, or even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Okay? Again, thanks guys for tuning in and welcome to the show. Now, it's been a beautiful day today in the ATL. We're looking at 87 degrees was our high today. Tomorrow, we're looking at a chance of rain and 80 degrees. On Saturday, we're looking at a chance of rain and 86. Sunday, a chance of rain and 89. Okay, Monday, we're looking at 90 degrees. So, you know, in May, this time of year, around my birthday, it gets hot. So next year, around my birthday, at this time of year, in May, you guys say, it must be Frank's birthday, because it's hot. But anyway, hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I see more people are joining the show, and thank you guys for tuning in. Today's word of the day is, let's see. Somebody asked me about a word of the day today at work. I was like, I don't have a word of the day yet. I have to get to my phone. But Merriam-Webster sends me a word of the day every day. Today's word of the day is a noun, and it's Jenny. Jenny. Okay? J-I-N-N-I. Jenny. Pronunciation is J-E-E-N-E-E. So that's Jenny, right? And it's a noun. And the first definition is one of a class of spirits that, according to Muslim demonology, inhabit the earth, assume various forms, and exercise supernatural power. One of a class of spirits. Okay, a class of spirits that, according to Muslim demonology. I don't know what here it is. Demonology. Demonology. I was pronouncing it wrong. It's demonology. Inhabit the earth. Assume various forms and exercise supernatural powers. Now, the second meaning is a magic spirit believed to take human form and serve the person who calls it. Genie. Okay? Genie. Okay, a magic spirit believed to take human form and serve the person who calls it. Genie. You know, we say a genie in a bottle. And that's what this is said to be. Genie. I always thought genie was spelled with a G, but it's a J. Okay, J-I-N-N-I. That's very interesting. So you guys hang on to that. Again, I don't do this for my health, all right? I don't do the word of the day for my health. I do it to inform you and inform me at the same time and add new words to our vocabulary, okay? Now, some people that are listening to the show, grill me. On tomorrow, I don't care when or where. Grill me on tomorrow and ask me what was the word of the day and what does it mean. Okay? I'm asking you to do that and to try to keep my mind sharp. Okay? And a good friend of mine said that they like it because I challenged them mentally. And that's what I do. Okay, today's episode is entitled, Why Do Women and Men Make Each Other Feel Low and Unwanted? Why do they do that? And we're going to discuss some of the ways to overcome those feelings, okay? And hopefully you guys will call in and give me that information, because I don't know. I really don't. I don't know why they do it. I don't know the ways to overcome those feelings. Okay? And when you think about it, I can give my opinion, right? This is my show, right? I can give my opinion, right? I hadn't done any research or anything like that, but I can give I can give my opinion, right? So I'm going to do that, all right? And I try to keep it 100 when I'm on my show. I try to do that, and that's what I'm going to do. So why do women and men make each other feel low and unwanted? Now, if you're in a relationship with someone, and I'm speaking from a man's point of view, okay, because I'm a man, all right? I'm speaking from a man's point of view. And what I can say is that if you're in a relationship with a woman, and she's made you feel some type of way, you guys have been in an argument, or maybe she's said something to you that you didn't approve of, or she said she may have, you know, called you a punk or whatever, then the natural thing that happens to men is to have a comeback or say something or do something to her to make her feel low and unwanted because she just made him feel low and unwanted, okay? And when you make a man feel low and unwanted, a man automatically comes back with something to help make you feel low and unwanted. Okay, and you know, women have such emotions tied up into relationships that sometimes they can't bounce back from that. Sometimes they can't bounce back from that, and men try to mask their feelings by, you know, acting hard and abrasive because we're men, right? And if you ever think about it, I'll give you an example. Okay, my aunt died a few weeks ago. She was hit by a car and she died. Okay, and well known, well respected in the community, she was. She did a lot of stuff. She loved to sew and all this type stuff, and she made clothes for a lot of different entertainers and some well-to-do people. Smokey Robinson was one of them. Andre 3000 was someone that she worked with. Lil Bow Wow was one that she worked with. And she was well-known in the community. So at the funeral, okay, and what I'm talking about is men try to mask their feelings, is that I was one of the pallbearers in the funeral. Okay, I almost said wedding, but in the funeral. And pallbearers, we had to sit on the front row, okay? So, and we actually walked into the funeral together in sequence, in a line. We went straight through, viewed the body, took a lift, and we had a front row of seats there waiting for us, okay? And I'm just into this. Bear with me. And then the family came in and whatever, you know, they looked at the body and all this. And let me say something before I go on, is that in African American funerals, we have open casket funerals. So you can come in and see the person for the last time and And then when you close the casket, that's when all hell breaks loose, right? Because, bam, you're going to never see that person's physical body, face, or whatever again. Anyway, so the family comes in, they look you in, and everybody's crying. And we have to, the pallbearers, they tell us to remain standing while the family comes in and do their thing. And, you know, it's my aunt, okay, granted that, but men, we try to we try to mask our feelings by, you know, we're supposed to be tough. We're supposed to be hard. We're not supposed to be emotional and criers. But you women, y'all will take us there. Okay? We get to a point that we care about you and we'll have that emotional moment when we are actually shed a tear. Okay? And so, you know, I'm in the funeral and I'm standing there and I'm watching people come by and man, I had my clinics and all, you know. I wasn't crying before. I wasn't crying when I went through and viewed the body. But man, while I was standing to the side and her daughters, she had all daughters, she had four daughters. All her daughters and her grandkids were coming through and they were breaking down. Oh man. All us six pallbearers, we standing over there, we all got tissue, right? But we all trying to be hard. We trying to mask our feelings. We trying to be men. And we're sitting there. We're standing there. And I look at all the other pallbearers. And they all have tears running down their faces. Because all of them were just like me. Nephews. Okay? Nephews. Her nephews were the pallbearers. I mean, I'm getting choked up now about it, but all of us had tears coming down our faces. But we're supposed to be tough and hard. And the reason I say that, I'm going to tie this into why women and men make each other feel low and unwanted, because women think that men are so tough and hard and they don't get emotional. But we do. It may not be in front of you, okay, but we do. And you think that we're heartless and don't give a damn, but we do. Okay, when you back us in a corner and we can't move, we're going to come out swinging. And what I mean by come out swinging, I don't mean by physically fighting. I mean, come out swinging is we're going to say some things to you to make you feel low and unwanted. But again, I don't know how to overcome those feelings. I don't know how to make it all better. All I can say is time. Okay? Maybe get away from that person. You know, leave the house. Go and drive and take your little time before you come back to the house. Okay? Maybe that'll help you overcome what just happened. Overcome some of your feelings. But then some people say you shouldn't drive at that point. Like you shouldn't call a person and tell them that that their mom died and they jump in the car trying to drive somewhere and see what's going on. You shouldn't do that because that person's so emotional and crying that they could harm themselves in a car. Okay? So that was a point, right? That was a point that I'm giving to the audience is don't call someone and say, hey, your mom died. You call them and say, hey, you need to get over here because things aren't looking too well for your mom. Okay? Don't tell them that they die. That's why when the hospital calls, they never say somebody died. They just say you need to get to the hospital. Such and such is taking a turn for the worse. That's it. That's from me to you. That was a good one, right? That was a good one. So that's you know, that's why women and men make each other feel low and unwanted. Because you've thrown something out there to make them feel low and unwanted. You know, you've said something derogatory to them to make them feel low and unwanted. Maybe you do it a lot. Maybe you do it more than you think you do. Maybe you do it subconsciously and you don't realize that you're doing it. But you can, women, you can make a man feel low by saying things about him, by calling him some type of name, okay? A punk, you're a sissy, you're this and that. You know, that makes a man feel low and unwanted, okay? And men the same way. You can make a woman feel low and unwanted by calling her names or saying she's fat or saying she's ugly or saying, you know, you need to keep your hair done. All this type of stuff makes a woman feel low and unwanted. Okay? So that's, you know, that's my thing right there. Why do women and men make each other feel low and unwanted? That's why. Or that's how they do it. Okay? And the only way I know to overcome those feelings is time. Okay? Time away from each other or, you know, if it's someone that you just an acquaintance with, then, hey, you can cut off all communications with them. Don't see them anymore. Okay? Avoid them. Because they made you feel some type of way. And you don't want that feeling again. And you know, you don't want to continue to hurt people. You don't. You don't want to continue to hurt people. So you'll start to do things that will keep you away from them. Time, I think that's a way to, you know, to help you with that. I think that's a way to help you with it. So if you would, you know, maybe try that again. I don't have all the answers. It's just my opinion. It just may be something that, I don't know, that might work for you if you're in this situation. Okay? If you're in this situation, that might be something that works for you. Again, guys, I got about 3 minutes left in the show. Again, tomorrow is my birthday. And, yeah, I am working tomorrow, but, and I'm working on Saturday as well, but yeah, I am going to do a show tomorrow, if you guys could call in. I may just have the show open for, just for birthday wishes. I may just do the show for anybody to call in and wish me a happy birthday. All right? Anyway, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. And love you guys to pieces. Stay with me. Keep hanging in there. I'll be back with you tomorrow, same time, same place, right here on the Frank Williams Show. And take care of your families, guys. Take care of your families and be safe. It's Frank. I'm over, and I'm out.